Go Loud. Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hot Box Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hot Box Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
So we're on the train now, back home from Belfast. We literally had to leg it.
We literally had to leg it to make this train.
Me, Terry and Owen running down the streets of Belfast. Good crack though.
Good crack. We're at the recording a great episode there. But as I said, it's give or take halfway up now. So it's not going out tonight.
So this is the bonus episode. Episode with Sam Miller will be out next week. Early release.
Maybe a day or two earlier, we'll see.
We'll see what happens over the weekend. So I hope you enjoy this bonus episode and I hope you enjoy next week's episode with Sam, who grew up in the Troubles, joined the RA, was in the H Blocks, robbed the Brinks in America, and now he's an award-winning writer. But yeah, enjoy. Did a hot box on a session last week. I'm still thinking about it. The heat just hits you different.
Yeah. That proper finished blast followed by the cold plunge. I felt brand new after my one. It's an unreal vibe as well. Proper escape.
I went in wrecked and I came out a new man. I was floating. It's not just for recovery either. It's a great spot to catch up or sweat out the fare from the night before.
Yeah, they haven't nailed. I was at the one in Meath, but they're in Sligo, Kilkenny, Louth and Dublin. Which one did you go to?
At the Dublin one, of course. If you fancy giving her a go, hit them up at thehotboxsauna.ie. Or check them out on Instagram at the Hotbox Sauna.
You'll thank us later.
This is a public apology from Talking Bollocks. Last week on Talking More Bollocks, on the episode which was issued on May 6th, 2025.
How are you making this sound scripted, by the way?
It's Friday.
A statement was made.
Because it is scripted, but you had to get the lawyers in.
No, it actually wasn't. It was on the 8th. It was on the 8th. It came out on Thursday, the 8th of May.
There you go.
A statement was made that neither myself, Calvin, Aidan O'Brien, or Terence John Power had set foot in Leitrim.
In the county of Leitrim.
We were later on corrected that we had both, in fact, been to Leitrim on numerous occasions.
In fact, Carrick on Shannon.
Mm. But see that, like that, to me, that's like the epicentre of the universe, do you know what I mean? It doesn't count because everything goes through there. Like, time doesn't apply, physics don't make sense in Carrick-on-Shannon. Cars roll uphill, you know what I mean?
Here's a shout. There are some places in Ireland that are bigger than their county,
and that's Carrick-on-Shannon.
Yeah, like, yeah. Dundalk.
Yeah.
Drogheda.
Yeah.
You go Louth, what?
Yeah.
No, it's Drogheda.
Well, hi.
They. But like, Carrick-on-Shannon, it's almost an entity in itself.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
happens to be in Leitrim.
Yeah.
You don't say, I'm going to Leitrim for the weekend. You just say
at Lone.
Yeah, there you go.
Athlone, Mullingar, these places, yeah.
Some places are bigger than their county.
Yeah, that's a great shout, Ed. Mm. But
it's a good way of trying to get us over.
Yeah, so that was me covering about the two of us. But then Terence made a statement that he'd give 100 quid to anybody who listens from Leitrim. Come on, Terence, what happened?
We got sent the fella's driver's licence.
With Leitrim on it?
County Leitrim.
Oh, my.
Revel out there, will you?
Oh, no, I'll get you a 1 hour to play breakfast rolls out of Deco's.
That's for a bite.
Yeah. Yeah. It's me. You're on the mic today.
I'm on the mic.
This is Talking More Bollocks.
A set of decks here.
How are you, Ed?
I'm very well.
Where did you get... go on, Ed, sorry.
Go on, Terry, what is it?
Where did you get Terrence John Powell? Guess me middle name and give us a fiver cash. Go. Ed, you have 8 seconds to answer. Middle name.
What's your middle name?
Yeah. Because he said it start Terrence John Powell.
Matthew.
Go.
William.
I'll send you a fiver.
Is
that's
it Matthew?
Some shouter. That's some him.
Oh, you knew that though.
How would I ever know that?
He would have said that in the initial one, no?
How would I ever know that? I've no way of knowing that. No, never seen that bird too.
No.
Never seen your passport.
Honest to God.
Right?
Did you just get that?
Shit. I'd love to play poker with him. I can read him. Because that is, I said right. John. Yeah, I said John. There's four names that usually, Matthew, well, three Mark, names. Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. Yeah, they're the four popular ones. Irish Catholic names.
Fuck.
Yeah, I said John and I seen something triggered in him. He goes, it's not John. What else is it going to be? So it's either Matthew, Mark or Luke. I know it's not Luke. I just know it's not Luke. So it was between Matthew and Mark. 50-50. Bang, there you go.
That is quite frightening.
Do you like that?
That's
I'm like Rain Man sitting here.
Best of things I've ever seen.
Yeah, I am.
And I want the foot and send your man 100 quid as well.
Jesus, you collect them bills for other people.
Yeah. Comes over here recording three podcasts a week and his own people.
I don't think this Leitrim thing's going away in a hurry.
Oh, why is it bad, Ed? Look, we issued a state apology.
Yeah, but I have to go through this as well.
Calvin's wearing a suit there. He's at the Dressing the Nation.
What's up, boys? I was actually shouting at my phone listening to episode 216 when Terry said never been in Leitrim. He literally said in one of the early episodes he was in Carrick and Shannon.
I was on Carrick and Shannon numerous times.
In Leitrim. I think he also said that he goes every year.
Yeah, I did.
If this is true, he goes to Leitrim more than the average person.
Yeah.
Disappointed in Owen, not here. I'm not taking that. And Calvin for not calling that out. Lorcan from Westmeath.
No way, hold on. Where's Lorcan?
Was that the live show? Was it real night? Love the podcast.
Ed, Lorcan.
Ed, listen to me. Right? Be different if it was only me. That cunt was in Leitrim as well.
Yeah.
He's saying, I'm disappointed in Owen and Calvin for not pulling him. That cunt was there as well.
I called you on it after the recording.
Ed, if you never brought it up, I never would have known.
We didn't know.
This would be the first time I've ever heard
about it. I think we've explained it, that some places are bigger than their county.
Yeah.
Fuck. No, look, well, sorry, man. What do you want? Larkin, what do you want us to say?
Westmead. Where's Eastmead?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Makes no sense. Fucking Westmead.
Save it now for Claire. Does it count if you're a dub listening in Leitrim? Surely it counts as much as someone listening in Leitrim. Also, was the Terry Flower fella not down in Carrick and Shannon before? Floating around on a boat. Mad secret Leitrim lover. Anyways, yeah, Leitrim is mad. Half the time I feel like I'm in an episode of Father Ted. But one thing that they'll never lose, it's novelty. It's everyone waving at you as you drive by, the little finger gesture. Gas. P.S. I bought Calvin and Terry a Coke at Maverick Sabre. Still waiting on that Revolut, Calvin. Ha! There's a lot going on in that message.
People are legends, aren't they? First of all, depends on if she's living in Leitrim 20 years, 30 years, I'll give her it.
Does it count if she's a dub living in Leitrim?
No, it doesn't really count.
But if she's there
20 years, we'll say, look, she's...
From Leitrim. Leitrim native, I want.
Born and bred.
Yeah, none of these blowing.
What else did she say?
She said then, did you remember she bought you a Coke?
Bought us a Coke. Don't remember, but thanks very much.
Yeah.
I'm not doubting it. Like, I'm not saying, oh, she's a liar. She probably did. I don't remember either.
Is it something that you do?
No. Sometimes people do that though when we're out. Like, sometimes people, oh, I want to get you a drink. I'm like, I don't even drink, bro. I'm good. Like, I'm only getting
your Coke.
I'm just getting a water or a Coke. Like, and then some people will just get you.
Claire, sound.
Thanks, Claire.
My name is. Yeah. Sound. She's a legend, boys. Sorry.
What do you think about the county, Claire?
Yeah.
He's never been there.
Westmeath.
I've been to Clare.
Burns and Clare.
I've been there. Yeah.
Well, we have a problem with saying things with chest on this podcast, Ed.
Why, you get caught out?
But I was confident with that.
So was I.
I was very confident.
But look, we have an issue. Look, I have issues with saying, like in the early episodes, Ed, I was like, I'm never going on a plane. I love Dublin. I go on flights regularly. Do you get me?
Yeah.
And the other week we were like, we were never in Leitrim. Leitrim's not even real. There's no one even listening.
That's the difficulty of having so many listeners.
Oh, it's a cunt, Ed.
You have hundreds of thousands of ears.
You get away with nothing. Away with fucking nothing.
I swear to God.
You know, the worst part about it is, like, we'll say this now, this will come out next week. And you think, like, you forget about it. Then you get a message on Instagram, you're like, oh, bollocks.
Someone's going to send a photograph of you wearing an I Love Leitrim t-shirt.
Yeah.
Standing in the middle of Carrick and Shannon.
Do Leitrim have a guard team?
Yeah. Oh, they're doing quite well in Connacht up until relatively recently.
Fuck.
It's fallen away though.
Yeah, dort.
Well, look, we apologise again. Go again, Ed.
How are you, lads? Keith here. Been listening from the start. Unfortunately, I haven't been to a live show and won't anytime soon unless you decide to pop out to New Zealand. Have a zinger for you, lads. Would you rather perform a solo a cappella song, in brackets, Terry, that means just your voice, no music or backup? Why did he single out Terry?
Ed, this is horrendous. Ed, listen.
Do you know what a cappella meant?
Yeah.
Right. Don't believe him.
Or learn one song on any instrument of your choice with a live band with a deadline of your live show. Which one are you picking and what song?
What
Cheers, lads.
So, we do both at the live show.
What was the latter?
So you have to perform a song a cappella. That's no music.
That's a force one, yeah?
Your voice. Or learn one song on any instrument of your choice with a live band with a deadline of your live show.
I might do that. What's I might do both. By July 11th, you need to know this.
Oh, boy, a deadline.
Yeah, actually, get you the tickets.
Like two words, bro.
Deadline.
Get you the tickets to the live show, July 11th, board gosh.
So what song are you picking? And
I know what Calvin's picking.
No, well, go on. You don't.
I do know what
you wanted to come up on one day. Go on.
Yeah, I know what you would sing. You'd sing American Boy.
No, I wouldn't.
Or the choir.
I wouldn't. Do you know what I'd love to sing? That's not a bad show.
That's a great shout.
Do you know what's a great song? You know that song, Life is a Highway?
Yeah. Life is a highway.
Belter of a tune.
Big
belter
tune
of a tune.
Keith has a PS. I know Keith is a shit name.
Do you know what's mad?
I'm not arguing with
Keith. Do you know what's mad? I was going to say that. When you go, this is from Keith. In my head, I literally thought, that's a bad name.
It's a bad name.
I'm not angry with it.
Can I say Keith? This? Can you imagine a baby Keith. Called Keith?
Yeah, can you imagine a baby?
I think the same with like Barbara and all.
Barty. And Barty a mad name.
Little Barty, yeah.
Barty.
But like Keith, baby Keith. Nah.
How do you look at a baby and go, that's a Keith?
No, it's just,
unless his granddad was called Keith.
There has to be some. There's no Keith's been born.
No. Barty's a bad one as well, boys, isn't it? Barty.
Was there many Barrys in your class? I too.
I know a few Barrys.
I know a couple of Barrys, yeah.
Did you say Baddy?
No, Barry.
Just struggle with that pronunciation.
But no, what I'm saying, you don't,
the 2 hours kill us.
The 2 hours, but you say Barry,
Barry.
Oh, you say that is.
Yeah, Barry,
Baddy.
Yeah, like Barry Kelgan.
Yeah, Baddy.
Do you know what I mean?
Keith
Barry.
Keith's not great, is it?
Yeah, Keith Barry.
You pulled that out of the hat, didn't you?
Yeah. So did he.
He is going to hypnotise your pants off the next time he sees you. Just a little more. McGinty.
McGinty.
If you were paid 1,000 euro an hour to stay in a car, a VW Golf,
yep.
You can drive it unlimited petrol and you can use drive-through for food but cannot get out for anything. And as soon as you get out, it's finished. And you can also pick a passenger. Who you're picking and how many irons do you think you would last? All the best, Arthur.
So that stipulates you can't get out for that means you have to go to the toilet in the car.
Yeah.
Do you have to pick a passenger or can you do it alone?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I might do that alone then.
Yeah.
He's giving you the option. You can.
Okay. So I'm going on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably just going to drive far away yet.
Unlimited petrol. For 1,000 euro an hour, could you do 24 hours?
Ed, come on, 48. Mate. 48.
Probably, yeah.
48 hours in
the
car.
Is that all?
Yeah.
48?
In a car, yeah? You'd be surprised.
Nah, I'm not for 1,000 quid an hour. And now when it's 1,000 quid an hour, you can eat, you can drive, you can do what you want.
You just can't get out of the car.
Yeah, but you can stay in the car, you can stretch the legs.
Not in the car.
Ah, you can climb into the back seat and have a nap and all and stretch out, boys. I'm doing 2 weeks in that car.
What?
At least. 1,000 quid an hour, Ed.
2 weeks without getting out of the car.
1,000,000%.
Ed, I drive into work and I'd be like, I don't want to see that car now another 9 hours.
Jesus, lads. I could do 3 days.
But my point is like...
Could you do a week?
I'm like, you can travel.
I'd say so. I'd say that's the... You know what I mean?
Do you know what would help? If you had a little display on the dash... With the thousands building up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking over. Would.
Like, say, it's 8 grand, you're going, fuck, oh, Jesus.
But see, the thing about the travelling, like, if you drive for 4 hours, you're like, I'm bollocks. I want to get out of this car.
Oh, you can pull up, but you'd be driving out the boats and all, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but you can't get out of the car then.
Yeah, have a kip in the back seat. Like, you know.
Would you drive to France?
You'd get institutionalised in your car.
I think psychologically, it'd be much harder than the 2 weeks that be stuck in a car.
I don't think so much.
I think. I wouldn't drive to France because I know if, when you were off the boat in France, I'd want to get out of the car.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Drive to Leitrim.
Well, probably just for the scenic view, isn't it? That's
drive
what
to Leitrim,
think.
Drive back in time.
So you're saying 2 weeks?
I'm going 2 weeks.
I'd go 7 days, yeah.
I'm not feeling that. I could do 3 days, I'd say. But
wait till Teddy gets on the road and he realises then. And when the honeymoon period is over, you know what I mean? When you only get on the road, you're like, what time's it? 11:30? Do you want to go get Bladen Donuts in Blanchestown? That's what you like. Yeah. But then... When that honeymoon period is over.
Yeah, when I'm driving to Mayo, it's 3 hours.
Yeah.
When you get out, man, you're climbing out the window.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'll tell you, like, boys, I'm like in the passenger seat, like, when I do a long drive, I'm like, I'm getting out, I'm stretching and
can't.
Driving, I'd say, is worse, yeah. No, boys, I'm not on the plane, I'd say that's a cunt, like a long drive. Like,
but you're saying you do 2 weeks?
But you don't actually have to drive. I was saying, like, you can go to the plane in New Zealand if you want. Or you can park up outside the cafe.
Yeah, but then that'd be even worse. Just sitting there outside the gap for 2 weeks in the car, yeah, driving around the corner to have a piss.
4 by 14 equals what do you think you've earned at the end of your 2 weeks?
So what, 2 weeks?
Yeah. 2 weeks?
What, yeah, it's 100 and something hours in a week, isn't it?
So Terry's coming out with 300.
396.
36,000.
46.
That actually doesn't seem that lot, doesn't it?
When you put it that way, though.
That's what I'm saying, boys. You're going to do a week for about 80 quid. I'm not doing it. If I'm doing it, I'm in it for the long haul.
168 grand a week, is it?
It's not bad.
Yeah, but if it's not tax free.
168 grand a week seems all right. But then when you say it's 336
for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks. That seems worse. Seems like I lose some money, doesn't it?
Yeah,
seems like a drop off.
Yeah.
I just go with the week, yeah.
I do a week, but you're eating fucking shite food as well.
100%.
There's no drive through fucking salad spots.
No, you're going to feel poxy and then imagine the Barry White's in the car.
Yeah, but you can roll the window down now so it bows them, can you not?
Where?
Roll the window.
And
shout in.
Yeah. As if like Belgium is a great spot to go be eating. That's even worse.
No, but for salads.
In Belgium? In Belgium?
Get a salad box there, bring the card machine in.
Yeah.
Parking up on the path. Here. Here. Mate.
Hey,
will you go in there for me, please?
Get somebody to go in, yeah.
Yeah, all right. It's not like if you say clue, did you come out the window there and drive up to the boys?
What, yeah, of course, but we're about the field.
You can get filled, bro.
Yeah, what, you're going to be parking outside the shop, will you run in there for me? Yeah, as if you're 15 waiting for something to go to the elbow.
Yeah, but 336 grand.
Next question, Alex in Kinsealy.
Yup.
We've had him before.
If you had to choose one smell to constantly be in your nose for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Freshly baked bread.
You also have to choose a smell to be in the nose of the person you hate most in the world. I'd choose 4-star cookies for myself and gone-off milk for the other person.
What about you?
Sour milk is the worst, boys.
Yeah, there is. Do you know what else is legal?
What?
Boys, the pizza oven. Promise you.
Oh, back to the pizza oven.
Honestly, see when you make
the smell.
Oh my God, boys.
Unbelievable.
Do you know what it's like having? Do you know when you get the toast you make out of the press? You know the ones that you fold in? And then that's all you eat for 2 weeks. And then you put it away then until next year. That's the buzz I'm on. It's very hard for me to make anything other than a pizza at the moment.
When you get the toasty oven, I use George Foreman. And you flip it open and there's bits of
crust of cheese.
Crust of cheese. Do you eat that?
Yeah.
Yes. 100%.
100%.
Do you know what's hard to beat as well? When you only make a coffee in the morning.
Only open the bag of beans, boys.
Yeah,
that's good.
But I mean, now sometimes I'll make the coffee and I'll go in and have a slash and I'll come back into the sitting room and there's smell of coffee all over the gaff.
That's not a smell, that's an aroma.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
That's
there
what
we go.
That's
yeah, I like that.
Shout.
Educated jumpfly.
Yeah, it's an aroma.
That's an aroma, yeah.
Yeah.
Josh from Finglas.
Yep,
what's
Josh.
The story, lads? What's the weirdest nickname you got off the lads now or when you were younger that stuck or they tried to make stick? When I was younger, I was quite fat and my name is Josh. So the lads managed to come out with Fosh.
As in Fat Josh?
Yeah, it's not great.
It's not great.
Yeah, it's not great. Just Fat Josh would have worked.
I know somebody.
Rogan Josh would have been a good one.
Belder.
Fuck's sake, it's there and it's right there.
Yeah, but uncultured people from Dublin are not aware of Indian dishes, Ed.
I was going to say, what is it?
Rogan Josh is an Indian curry.
I lost all the weight and still hear the name when I'm seeing them last today. Screenshot also from Josh with this note. Make sure Terry applies now. His Garda mates will put in a good word for him. There's a photograph here of Garda headquarters. The role of Garda commissioner is up. Offers a unique opportunity to lead on Garda Shia Khan and shape the growth and change necessary for the organisation, Terry, to meet the rapidly evolving internal and external challenges the modern law enforcement and security operating environment. Nailed on. I'll send you this.
It's a bad one.
But I'm gonna clip this video for your face.
Don't do that.
But listen, your pal's on Arbor Hill and everything.
Hey, Joe, getting out of hand.
Getting selfies.
How long are you in this studio with us? You're in here an hour and a half. You're getting out of hand. Oh, no.
No.
I'm not happy about that.
But that is a dreadful nickname for a guy called Josh.
I know. This is not a nickname. It's a slagging. I heard somebody before. His name was Lar. And he was a heavy fella. And someone turned around and goes, was your name Large? And you had the last two letters. Belder. Belder was.
That is fucking cracking.
That's cracker. Genius stuff. I don't know any good nicknames. We had this before for years. Remember, Terry, we dragged the life out of this on the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't.
Chesney stuck with me.
Yeah, that's obvious reasons.
Yeah,
it? very oh, creative.
From it's not like creative. It's just like since I was a kid, like, like, you know, it'd be more so like an older generation to me that would call me that. Wouldn't be like people my age. So when I see like old ones from the flats and all, they're like, Chesney, how are you? You know?
So yeah, there was so few people in my school. There was six in my class. Six in my national school. We had to give ourselves nicknames. That's how bad it was. that's how poor the...
What did you give yourself, Ed?
Because my dad owned a pub, Smithix.
Belter.
Not bad. Wait till you hear, though, my friend Adrian, not great now. We call him AIDS.
Did he give himself that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ed, he gave himself AIDS.
Yeah. I had this discussion with you. Was your name Theodore or was it Edward?
Edward, yeah.
But you didn't like that.
Ah, you wanted me to, yeah. So many years ago when we were living in London, my mother brought us to a circus fair type scenario. And I got lost, as I often did, as a dreamy, stupid child. And went missing for an hour. And then I was picked up by the organisers and brought into the little tent with the tannoy. I was only about 3.5, 4 then. And I hated my name. Hated Edward. I just, ugh. And I had an arch nemesis in preschool called Paul. And I thought to myself, I'm going to steal his essence. The one thing I can take from this, because he was faster than me and I hated it, I'll take his name. So I said, this is the chance for me to control, alt, delete on my life and start new, start fresh, born identity. And they leaned in and went, what's your name, little boy? I said, Paul. So they announced it. We have a Paul here. A young boy called Paul is missing. And my mother's scrambling around the fair trying to find me. And then she's listening, Paul, no. So I cost her another hour and a half of acute anxiety. And I think she remember she telling me afterwards, she was like, she stopped dead in the middle of it and she went, Paul, that's that dickhead. It's that Egypt. She went to the tent there while standing there, like probably having an ice cream going, how are you? What's the story, Mum? And then she dragged me out, yeah, but that was one moment I'll cherish for the rest of my life.
Just some
an hour is Paul. Terry, did you pass the theory test?
Why is it doing like that, Ed?
What a segue. That's my radio days coming.
Is it, yeah? Just sharp with it.
Smooth.
Yeah, you're just going to ask me about it. Yeah, I passed it. Do you want to hear the fact?
Always.
I failed it the day before, though.
What was the difference between?
Did
you approach it differently?
I was going to say I rushed it the first day, but I rushed it the second day as well. I don't like the setting of the rooms yet. It's very...
It's sterile.
It's a lot more serious than I expected. You know, people have the headphones in and they're nearly licking the screen and people aren't even breathing in the room. And I just remember going in, because I kind of bounced in a little bit and then mum was like, so this is your computer? And I was like, yeah, no, but I'll look. And then I was looking around, people were looking at me like I was mad. And I was like, oh, fuck, like this is proper shit.
It's worse than they whisper in those situations, isn't it?
But it was like the leaving cert, Dad.
Mr. Power.
Well, yeah, going on as if like you can't hear it again in an hour. It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's relaxed. It's great.
Nah, it was. It's a very serious room, like not what I expected. And I remember just going in, just banging the show. And then I have to give a shout out to my mate down there when I felt it. The Algerian fella, he's a legend. I forget his name. He's from Algeria though, and he says he learned to speak English from listening to us.
I
said,
no, what? Me? I forget his name.
He's the gal. I only met him that day.
Stop.
He was like, oh, I can't believe you're here, brother. I learned to speak English because of you and all. I was like, you're a legend, got yourself,
you
know.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, he wouldn't let me go back in to do another test though. Okay. I fell down a second.
He was walking there.
Yeah, it was his job.
I thought he was doing the test beside you.
No, he walked there. And I was like, mate, can I go back in? He goes, no, you can't, bro. I was like, fuck you.
I taught you English.
Yeah.
Do you want 2 tickets to the board, guys?
That's his currency now, but until July the 11th.
Mad, yeah.
Just going around to everybody.
But you know what? I have a problem with, Ed?
What?
How many people make the 30 test out to be easy? I have an issue with that. It's not an easy test.
It should be.
Although I passed it the next day. I definitely just rushed it. I rushed the second one as well. I did it in the exact same time as the day before and I passed it. Obviously, questions were different. So, and I couldn't even blame the tractor questions on the first one because only about 2 or 3, which I probably failed them as well, though.
It should be hard.
But it's harder than it's made out. Like, when I initially said, I might start driving, like, everybody said, you'll get 40 out of 40. It's easy. It's not that easy.
It's not that easy, no.
And anyone who said it to me in the last 2 weeks who have done the 30 test and I've said pass it have failed it. Ed, thanks for stepping in today.
Lads, thanks for having me.
You're a legend.
Ed, if it was up to me, I'd transfer you in permanently. There's a mic down here we can put you on
any day of the week.
I'd just have you there and then
just a little
shouting out about crows and then you just chime in there.
He's got off to look at crows now on his holiday.
Yeah.
Crow watching.
Mozambique.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a Disneyland for crows.
Mozambique he is, yeah.
Yeah, so send us any...
Thanks a million.
Thanks for coming in, Ed. Send us any questions, anything you want, to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Calvin, I did a hotbox session last week. I'm still thinking about it. That heat just hits different.
Yeah, that proper finish blast followed by the cold plunge. I felt brand new after my one. It's an unreal spot as well. Proper escape.
Yeah, I went in wrecked and I came out flouting. It's not just for recovery either. It's a great spot to catch up with your mates or even sweat the fur though.
Yeah, they have a sust. I was at the one in Meath, but they're in Sligo, Kilkenny, Louth and Dublin. Which one do you go to?
Dublin, obviously. If you fancy giving it a go, hit up thehotboxonit.ie or check them out on Instagram @thehotboxonit.
You'll thank us later.
That's it, boys.
Think so, wouldn't it?
That's it, let's
take
go.
Take us out, bro. Boom.
Go Light presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hotbox Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hotbox Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Cut down.